The Measurement Minute doesn't dabble in politics. Politics, after all, is largely devoid of data, analytics, or rationality, unless you're going to all 538 and treating it as a kind of horse race. But tech is something a little closer to my heart, and I wanted to say a few words about Elizabeth Warren's recent proposals to break up big tech. There are legitimate pros and cons to this idea. It isn't inherently stupid. Back when the web first exploded, the vision most of us had was of a distributed technology that opened up the world into countless micro niches with almost no barrier to entry. It was a world where anyone could publish, anyone could sell, where even the smallest business publisher or craftsman had direct access to global markets. It was the greatest opportunity for decentralizing power that had ever happened. Sort of, but not so much. Because the thing almost nobody realized about a nearly frictionless environment is its strong tendency to natural monopoly and monopsony. In bricks and mortar retail, friction is everywhere. There are three groceries on the route between my office and home. The one I shop at is entirely determined by which one is on the right, literally, side of my route home. Geography is friction. So is staff. One bad employee, or one good one, can be the difference between two stores. In the online world, a tiny advantage can translate into market dominance because friction is minimal and minimized globally. And for many businesses, scale provides its own protection. Market dominance translates into an unassailable market position or complete control of a supply chain. Levels of market ownership that were nearly impossible in the physical world are routine in the online world. Bottom line, the online world hasn't evolved the way most people, including me for sure, expected. And the evolution of big tech presents legitimate challenges to public policy for people concerned about protecting free markets. Not coincidentally, it challenges a lot of our other ideas too. In an omnichannel world, understanding the dramatically different types and degrees of friction in physical versus digital experience is essential to translating customer journey analytics into a business strategy. It's a rare case where the current political debate might actually get you thinking.